All right, everybody, welcome. You are listening to Home Improvement USA. We are America's most useful radio talk show. Happy Sunday to you. If you're driving around out there listening to us on this special day, your day to relax, we are glad to be with you today. But if you're up in the northeast, there's a big snowstorm going on. Producer John Harmon at the Genesis Communications Network Studio in Minnesota. John, big blizzard in the northeast. Airports closed in Boston, New York. Looking for a foot of snow in many of these parts. That's the big news today, John.
That is, but up here in Minnesota, it's nice and sunny out and no snow right now.
Yeah, what do you got going in Minnesota?
It's still cold out, but yeah, the sun's out at least.
I'm at the Orban CRL studios in Phoenix, Arizona. It's 75 and sunny, just
lucky.
So you know. And I don't want to make anybody feel bad out there, but it's great weather down here, great time to be in this part of the country. And, John, we're going to bring in our first guest right now. We're going to talk about computers out there and maybe some people who have not had a lot of experience with computers or are just starting. My next guest is the webmaster for Orban, the audio processing company and broadcast organization that we do the program from here in Arizona, and also the son of famous country music star Charlie Rich. Here he is, Charlie Rich Jr. How are you today, Charlie?
Just fine, David. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. And, Charlie, just quickly describe what you do for Orban, what your background is in computers. And we'll talk a little bit about what people can expect if they're looking to just get into computers. And we'll also touch on your family, too.
Well, I'm the website manager for Orban CRL, and I design the website. I update it, keep the databases working so we can get all that information out there to people, and try and keep everything current, make it as readable and user-friendly as possible.
Okay. Now, and let's talk a little bit. Your famous name, Charlie Rich Jr., you're a performer yourself. You're out there all year performing at different venues. You have done a couple shows with us at our broadcast conventions, along with the likes of Billy Swan and Randy Meisner. And so you're out there, too, performing. Talk about yourself, your family, and a little bit about your musical background before we get into computers.
Well, as you know, my father was one of the big country music stars of all time, Charlie Rich, the Silver Fox. He had a bunch of hits like Behind Closed Doors, The Most Beautiful Girl in the World, Very Special Love Songs, and on and on. And, you know, I kind of grew up learning to play music and all that kind of stuff. And I was on the road so much from an early age and did so much flying that I decided to kind of take up a hobby of computers and computer science. And that's where I learned most of my stuff was in midair, you know, flying from Nashville to Amsterdam and places like that. You can get a lot of reading done.
That's for sure. And who are some of the names that you've played with out there? Because I know you tour frequently.
Oh, gosh. I was with the Texas Tornadoes and Freddie Fender, Flaco Jimenez, Doug Somm, and Augie Myers. I played with Smokey Robinson, Ronnie Millsap, Dan Fogelberg, and on and on. Joel Sonnier is a Cajun artist I've been doing a lot of work with lately. And, of course, I do my own shows. I've done a lot of things, most recently up in the Midwest, and do a lot of playing in the South and really all over the world. We'll go out and take the Charlie Rich Jr. show to wherever they'll have us, you know.
And I've seen your show. It is very entertaining, and I would encourage anybody, if Charlie's in their market, to go ahead and go out and see him. Now, Charlie, let's just start from scratch. Somebody hasn't had a computer. Maybe somebody, you know, not used to computers. What's on the market today that you would say to a person like this, okay, you're going to put a computer in your home, you're going to use it for email, probably some internet access, do a little personal accounting on it.
Right.
What's out there now that you would recommend for this type of person?
Well, first of all, I have a lot of friends that don't really see a need to even have a computer. And, of course, I tell them You can't really afford not to have one nowadays. It's the best way to store, process, and sort information that we have. And you can get so much more bang for your buck nowadays. The first computer I had was, it would be a dinosaur by today's standards. But, like, for instance, I bought my wife a computer recently. She needed a new computer and wanted to set up a little home office system. For about $866, exactly, we got her a desktop tower, the computer itself, a monitor, a printer, and a network router so we could pass files, you know, from my computer to her computer, and we could both access the Internet. So, you know, you can really go pretty cheap. In fact, I think a lot of people spend more than they need to on computers nowadays. It depends, of course, you know, if you have a professional job like you're a digital photographer, you may want to get a little more high-end piece of equipment. But you can get a lot of bang for your buck. The basic computer, you know, you can get some pretty decent things for as little as $350.
Is that right? Now, okay, let's use a figure like that. Somebody wants to be able to access the Internet, do emails, this type of thing. Where would they go shop for this, and what would they ask for? What would they be looking for?
Well, the best place to do any shopping, and this is why a computer will actually pay for itself, the money I've saved on airline tickets and hotels and getting the most bang for my buck on any kind of item you can think of, I've done by researching it and doing my homework on the Internet. Now, there are stores like CompUSA, Office Max, Office Depot, Best Buy. All of these stores, you know, have a lot of the same equipment, but depending on the time of year and what their sales are, it wouldn't hurt to go over to a friend's house that has Internet and do your research there. That way, when you go to the store, you're not kind of at the liberty of the salesman who may be making a commission off of selling whichever product they're hiding that week.
Or trying to upsell you, like happens many times.
Well, exactly. And the first thing you need to do is you need to find out, what do you want from a computer? If it's just email, surfing the Internet, and making lists, maybe some word processing, you don't need quite as large a processor as you do. You don't need as fast a machine as maybe someone who was doing video editing or architectural design, the 3D program. You know, so for the more professional people, you could get up into, you know, $4,000 for a real high-end computer. But most people just don't need that. I bought my wife a little e-machine that it's 2.8 gigahertz, which is, that means it's very fast. It's got a hard drive that's 80 gigabytes, more than what she'll ever use. In fact, she's had it for a while now, and she's only used about, you know, 15% of the hard drive capacity.
Well, Charlie, when we come back, we're going to talk about that. People hear those terms, gigahertz, gigabytes. What do they mean? What do they mean for your average computer user, the initial beginner? Charlie Rich Jr. is our guest, son of the famous country star Charlie Rich, and website manager for our company, Orban CRL. We'll be back with more after this on Home Improvement USA. Stay tuned.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Here's a message for the owner, general manager, program director, and engineer of this radio station. Your listeners deserve the best-sounding broadcast you can deliver. For decades, Orban and CRL have made the world's finest audio processing equipment for AM and FM radio stations. To learn more, go to the Orban CRL website at Orban.com. That's Orban.com. Don't settle for less. Give your listeners that crisp, clear sound using the technology of Orban and CRL audio processing. Visit the website today at Orban.com.
Here comes a man with problems. When it rains, his flat roof leaks. And when the sun shines, his flat roof holds heat. So he's walking the aisles of the home improvement store searching for this. Snow Roof Systems Elastomeric Roof Coatings. Snow Roof Systems acrylic plastic coatings pour right from the can, then cure to form a waterproof, reflective, rubber-like barrier to the elements. These solvent-free coatings go on easy and clean up with water. Snow Roof Systems, you know what to do. Here's how to do it.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Home Improvement USA on the Genesis Communications Network.
Welcome back to the program. Happy Sunday to you, February 12th. If you're driving out there, drive safely. Glad to have you with us. It's a great day of the week, and it's great to be with you. If you're up in the Northeast, all that snow, stay home or go out, go do some sledding. Go out and do some sledding or do something fun out there, I guess. But stay safe on the roads, please, if you could. I'm Dave Rush. This is Home Improvement USA. We are glad to have you with us. Right now, we are talking to my friend, the webmaster from our company here, Orban CRL, Charlie Rich Jr. He is a country music performer, son of the late Charlie Rich, country star. And we're talking about computers here today and getting into starting with computers if you haven't already. And Charlie, before we went to break, you mentioned a few terms, gigahertz, gigabyte, these types of things. A lot of people who aren't familiar with computers don't know what these terms mean. Could you maybe go over some of the elementary terms out there in computer land and tell us what they mean?
Actually, a hertz is defined as one cycle per second. Most users don't need to know a whole lot about that. These are terms of measurement. Mm-hmm. Like a gigahertz is a measurement of speed. A gigabyte is a measurement of storage. So when they say, I've got an 80-gigabyte hard drive, that means you can really store a lot of stuff. And if you say, I've got a 3.8 gigahertz processor, that's how fast the basic processor goes on your computer. So it's speed is the hertz, and the bytes are the amount of information you can store on your hard drive, and that's where all the good stuff resides on your computer. It's an actual physical space.
Okay. And, Charlie, you were talking about some of these units that may start as low as $350 to get yourself set up with a
right.
computer. What brands are these, and what does it include?
Well, the one that I'm most familiar with, I remember the first time I bought a computer, I bought a little e-machine because it was the cheapest. And I remember the guy rolling his eyes, the salesman at Best Buy kind of rolled his eyes and said, oh, you know, you don't want one of those. I'm still using that. Well, one of the kids is using it. I kind of graduated up, and now I've got a little Velocity Micro computer, which is more like a refrigerator. It's just so big. But, you know, you can get a lot of bang for your buck. I know Dell has a lot of good deals that you can get, you know, for under $500 for a complete system. So basically, I recommend going on the Internet, seeing what other users have said who have bought these products, you know, like the e-machines, like the Dells, like the IBM computers. There's a lot of different brands out there. The difference in today and even 4 years ago is you get so much more bang for your buck, and you reach a point to where, well, how fast do I need my computer to be? Because, frankly, I've got one that's 3.4 gigahertz, and it's just blazing speed for me. But my wife has one that's 1.1 gigahertz, and it would be fast enough for me, too. You know, so, you know, how much is too much, it depends on what you're doing. If you're doing a more professional thing, like I said before, video editing and working with Photoshop, which is a graphics application or a program, then you probably need a little more speed and maybe a little more memory. Memory is probably the best upgrade you can do for any computer. It'll improve the performance. And you know.
All right, Charlie. So you suggest somebody who's starting out, go check out maybe the Dell site, some other different computer manufacturers out there.
Right.
Go to the site, see what would suit them, what they think would suit them, and then go into the store, make your purchase, and then how do you learn? Who do you bring in somebody that you know to teach you? Is that usually the thing? Do they provide you a CD which you can just put into the computer that'll teach you? What's the best way to go about learning?
Well, the beauty of computers is they will teach you. You know,
mm-hmm.
Most of them, there's a function key on most Windows computers, which is F1. If you hit that, then the help will come up. On just about any program that you launch, if you hit F1, the user manual or help system will come up, and it'll pretty much take you through it. A lot of them have tutorials, which will take you step by step at your own pace. Another great resource for beginners is the Internet itself. And, of course, I recommend getting a broadband connection if you can afford it, because with dial-up, you're going to be sitting there waiting, and it doesn't matter how fast your computer is, if you have a dial-up connection, it's going to be slow going on the Internet.
Now, what about what I have on my portable computer? I have wireless. It is great. I can plug this thing in, rest stops. I could come to your house and plug it in.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Wireless is fantastic. I mean, not to mention, one good thing is there's not a bunch of cords laying around.
Yeah, that's for sure. But I mean, you can take it anywhere. I mean, if you have a you know, an outlet in your car, and even you have battery power on these things, so you could even go for a while just holding it in your hand in the middle of the desert if you wanted to, and it would work as long as there's
you're
in signal range,
satellite
yeah.
somewhere within range, and you know, that brings up another point. Laptop or a desktop. I would say for a first-time buyer, basically you're going to end up creating a home office. Whether or not you look at it as a home office, that's basically what it is. So for the home user, I would say, yeah, get you a nice big desktop. The advantage to that is you can plug in a whole lot of different peripherals such as printers, scanners, things that you're not going to want to lug around from airport to airport, you know. But if you do a lot of work on the road, a laptop is a fantastic way to go.
That's what you're always on the road performing, so you've got that with you, and you even do work for us from the road.
I absolutely do, and it's one of the greatest things. You know, I can do my music work, and you know, whenever I stop and get to a hotel, I'll plug it in and just see, check my emails, do all my work for Orban, and then get right back to the gig. You know?
Well, that sounds great. And Charlie, before we let you go, just tell us a little bit more about where maybe people might be able to see you this year, and maybe your website, some things where they're interested in your music, where they can go.
Well, the website is charlierichjr.com, and we're just now getting the bookings. Usually the first part of the year is the slow part of the year for all acts, and around from May to July and even August, that's when it really heats up, and we'll have all our tour dates posted on the website.
They'll be up on the site then.
Right, and you know, we plan on doing a few things. We've got a few things in South Dakota, in Wisconsin, Michigan, Vermont. We're all over the place. But,
all right, Charlie Rich, we appreciate you being on the program. Charlie Rich Jr., I'll talk to you this week because we'll have some web issues to talk about on the site, right?
Very good, Dave.
Thank you.
Great talk to you, buddy.
All right, Charlie Rich Jr., check out his website, charlierichjr.com. Good computer information for the beginner. We'll be back with more on Home Improvement USA. Stay tuned.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cardivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Home Improvement USA on the Genesis Communications Network.
All right, welcome back to Home Improvement USA if you're listening to us in Blackfoot or Idaho Falls, Idaho. Glad to have you with us. Ramsey, Illinois, all the folks there in the Midwest, glad to have you with us. It is snowy and blizzard-like in the Northeast, but here at the Orban CRL studios in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, 75 degrees and very nice. So we're glad to be here, glad to have you with us on this fine Sunday. It's the best day of the week. We're glad to have you with us on Sunday. Now with me on the Focus on the Future segment of the program, you've heard him before on the show, Harry Braun, author and energy expert, and he is a proponent of hydrogen energy in our society and fueling the automobile and the home, and a lot of different other topics as we focus on the future. Harry, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Just great, Dave. Thanks for having me back.
Always good to have you back on the program. All right, let's start in with the future, and let's look at the future home, okay?
Yeah.
How do you see, and you're a scientist, you know, you use big words. I was telling you, I tell Harry during the break, talk down to me. How do you see our homes? What do you see it look like in, say, 40 years?
Well,
that's hard, I'm sure.
It is hard, but 40 years is a long time if you understand the exponential age in which we live. And in that respect, is its ages.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about what are computers going to be doing in 40 years from now,
mm-hmm.
what are the molecular biologists going to be doing 40 years from now, even what they're going to be doing 10 years from now is going to be truly extraordinary, because what they're doing now, most people aren't aware of the vast explosion of knowledge in the whole field of molecular medicine. We are rapidly approaching a nanotechnology era where we're going to be able to move individual atoms in things, including ourselves, with atomic precision. And that's called nanotechnology because it means a nanometer. That's a billionth of a meter, so it's very small. But that's what proteins and the other molecules that our body are made up of, that's what they operate on, and that's what this new era is going to bring, and it's going to be absolutely stunning what things are going to be like in 40 years.
So how would that impact the home? Will your house have walls like it does now? I mean, I would think so, right?
Yes, I would think so, too. How it would impact your home is that this whole issue of being able to integrate biology with what we now use, let's say homes and cars. People need to understand that crabgrass, for example,
mm-hmm.
is a good example.
A lot of our folks have that out there.
Every home has crabgrass, and you wish you didn't have it, of course, but if you look at the molecular structure of crabgrass, it's much more complex than the supercomputers that we're now using. So, and how expensive is crabgrass? And the answer is expensive. Are you kidding? We can't get rid of it.
Right.
It's a matter of how the DNA code in crabgrass is programmed to make crabgrass instead of a palm tree or instead of an apple.
So you're saying we'll be able to design these codes and apply it to whatever we want to.
Yes, you could soon grow a Porsche or a Chevrolet except it would be much more efficient of a machine because every atom in the vehicle would be precise, which isn't done today. But if you talk, and it won't be done for maybe 20 years, but by 40 years, it'll be commonplace. Everybody's going to be living in this nanotechnology area where you can not only affect everything in your home, but every...
Well, when you say affect everything in your home, what do you mean when you say that?
Well, because it's going to, your home is actually going to be much more a part of you.
Okay.
In the sense that you're not only going to be living there,
yes,
you're going to be producing all of your own energy, either there or if you do get it from a grid power, let's say the local utility company, you're going to be making hydrogen in your garage with a little electrolyzer and be refueling your lawnmower or your little helicopter or your car or truck or RV or whatever you have, so that you're going to have a completely pollution-free system right at your fingertips.
So you're saying your home will be producing energy in a way.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right now, for example, there are companies that make photovoltaic shingles.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new company called NanoSolar that actually paints these photovoltaic cells. These are little surfaces that you expose them to sunlight, and they generate electricity with no moving parts. They've been used in the space program ever since it got started, at least in our time. And the costs are coming way down in the future with those, especially as the nanotechnology engineers and scientists refine these systems. So they're going to be cheap. And that means you're going to just make all of the fuel from water and sunshine. And your shingles will be essentially solar collectors that are going to make electricity. You then pass that through water, make hydrogen, and that powers everything in your home.
Okay. What about, you know, you see people using computers, of course, more in their homes. What impact in the future do you see computers having in the home? If it more than they are now, I guess I would say.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's always hard to project how much computers are going to continue to change everything. But the most exciting aspect, I would argue, is the computers are now being structured around biochips, which is to say we're now beginning. Molecular biologists are now able to understand the DNA computer, which is just a four-digit computer code. That's what we're born with. And everybody gets these DNA instructions that make us what we are, whether our sex, our size, the shape of our nose, the color of our hair, all of that's on this four-digit computer code. And it's soon going to be possible to manipulate that code just as easily as you manipulate your laptop computer, which means you can take a sentence, you can make changes in it, and resave it. And now you have a new sentence. Well, you can do the same thing with the genes in your DNA. You'll be able to move them around, put exactly the ones you want there, and we call that designer genes.
Mm-hmm.
Not the kind you wear, but the kind you program. And that designer gene era is probably 25 years away from being widespread. But it's coming, and there isn't anything anybody can really do about it. This is technology that's being developed in every country in the world.
Okay. How are we as far as advancing this technology compared to some of the other countries in the world?
Well, generally speaking, we used to be the leaders.
Mm.
But when you look at the fact that we graduate on the order of 10,000 engineers a year in this country, half of which are from foreign countries, the Chinese are graduating 1 million engineers a year right now. So we have to really be concerned about where the front edge of this technology is going to be taking place, and it may not be here. And that's a big concern because of the implications that this has for all of us.
All right, Harry, tell us about the Phoenix Project, what the Phoenix Project is. This is a book that you've written, and you've been involved with this technology for a long time. What is the Phoenix Project and your ideas for the future?
Well, as Buckminster Fuller said when I was in college, in fact, he wrote a book called Utopia or Oblivion. And he was arguing that because of the exponential age in which we live, and let me get back to that, this concept of 1150.
Yeah, we hear the music coming in. We have to go, don't we? We can be talking about the greatest technologies in the world, but you got to take the commercial break. All right, we'll be back after this. Harry Braun is with us, and you are listening to Home Improvement USA. Back after this.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Harry, have you fixed that leak in the roof?
Hey, don't worry. It's never too late. I bought Storm Patch made by Snow Roof. It's great for sealing any kind of leak I find up there, even in this pouring rain.
Storm Patch? What about that bargain stuff you used last time?
Oh, no way. Storm Patch seals all kinds of roof leaks, then stretches and contracts with changes in the weather, like rubber. It won't crack and peel off like that other stuff. Storm Patch is the most permanent roof patch you can buy. It's easy to use and safer, too. No asbestos.
Better hurry, Harry.
Okay, I'm on my way. Hey, bad weather is just around the corner, folks. Better buy Storm Patch today. It works on all kinds of roof surfaces, dry or wet, even in a driving rain or under standing water.
You'd better get up there, Harry.
Call 1-800-345-0809 for the address of the Storm Patch dealer nearest you. That's 1-800-345-0809.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You're listening to Home Improvement USA on the Genesis Communications Network.
All right, maybe very appropriate, weird science, but this is what we're talking about is not weird, this is real. And it's coming. I'm Dave Rush on Home Improvement USA, along with Harry Braun. It is the Focus on the Future segment of the program. If you're out there this Sunday listening in Poplar Bluff or Alcoa, Tennessee, glad to have you with us. All the listeners on GCNLive.com, also glad to have you with us on the program today. It is a beautiful Sunday here in Phoenix, Arizona, sunny up in the north, snowy up in the northeast. And we hope you're having a great Sunday wherever you may be. All right, Harry, when we left before the break, you were talking about the Phoenix Project. What is the Phoenix Project? What is it about? What do you want to do as far as converting to a hydrogen economy?
Well, the Phoenix Project wants to convert, it's a plan to convert the entire country of the United States and the rest of the world along with it. But first, let's do our country. From an oil economy to a solar hydrogen economy with wartime speed. That is the primary objective. And the reason is because, as I mentioned, we have this enormous technological utopia right around the corner because of all these exponential explosions in knowledge. And let me explain that real quick. Let me give you an example. Most people don't understand what this exponential age is, but to put it into a numbers perspective, if you take a penny on the first day of the month and you increase it every day by a penny arithmetically, you have 31 cents at the end of the month because you have 31 days. If you take that same penny at the beginning of the month and you exponentially double it, which means every day you double the penny.
Right.
It goes from 1 to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 8, 8 to 16.
Then each day has so much more impact.
That's right. And at the end of 31 days, you don't have 31 cents. You have over $10,700,000.
Mm.
That's the difference between normal growth and exponential growth. And both the solutions to our problems are growing exponentially, but so are the problems themselves. We are consuming oil exponentially worldwide. It's affecting our climates. That affects our food production systems. We in Arizona are in the longest drought since records have been kept.
We haven't gotten any rain for 100 how many days? 120, 30,
well,
something in there?
And we have much of the country in this situation where they're either getting too much rain or not enough. And it's this instability that's the scary part. And as the climate becomes increasingly unstable because of the exponential increases of carbon from the gasoline and the natural gas and the coal that we burn, it is accelerating this trend towards chaos and oblivion. And when I define oblivion, I'm talking about you get down to the supermarket and there's no food in there and none coming. And we've all seen how well the government protected us at Katrina. Imagine if we had a system that was much worse, where you've got essentially the entire world, we already have 2 billion people starving. It won't be very much longer before you double and triple that number. So we have a lot to be concerned about.
Yeah, and we have to get off of the fossil fuels because of the pollution aspect of it.
With wartime speed.
And you heard the president say in State of the Union address, we're addicted to oil. But is that, have we been doing anything about it?
Well, he's the latest in a long line of presidents that go all the way back to Eisenhower, who've been saying we have an oil problem, we don't have enough of it, and we have to increasingly import it from people who hate us. And
so for the home and for the car, you know, to power the country, you see what? Wind generating, using wind to make hydrogen energy.
Yes, wind and a mix of other solar energy technologies that will all be part of this new energy system, but they will all be renewable. In other words, we need to phase out the coal, the nuclear, and the oil, the fossil fuels. We need to phase those out entirely as soon as possible. You could do that in 5 years with wind machines, because wind machines are just like automobiles from a manufacturing standpoint. If you look under the hood of a wind machine, there's a great big gearbox and an electrical generator, same kind of stuff under the hood of your car. So we only need about 8 to 10 million wind machines to run the whole country, depending upon the size of the wind machine, of course. You might only need 3 million if you're making the larger ones. We make 6 million cars every year in this country. So all we have to do, like we did in World War II, we retooled our major industries from peacetime to wartime, made tanks instead of cars for a few years. We just need General Motors and Ford to set up their tooling systems to mass produce these components, and we'll be off of oil with certainly before 2010.
Okay, and that has to do with the car. Now, with the home, you visited a hydrogen home recently, did you not? You went to New Mexico, I believe?
Actually, that's next weekend.
Okay.
I'm going to go up there to see a hydrogen home up. There's a number of hydrogen homes. The first one...
But you've been in them before.
Yes.
Explain what they're like and how they work.
Well, the first hydrogen home I saw, which was in Provo, Utah, 25 years ago. This was back during the Carter administration, where a young engineer named Roger Billings, who started converting his parents' lawnmower to run on hydrogen fuel when he was in high school. Then he modified his father's Model T Ford to run on hydrogen. Then his father's Chevy Malibu, he designed that to run on liquid hydrogen. And by the time the guy was out of college, he had an entire home built that they called the hydrogen home of the time, where the gas range, the barbecue pit, everything in the house ran on hydrogen instead of hydrocarbon fuel.
Okay, we'll find out how it works and what components have to go into the home to have a hydrogen home when we come back. Harry Braun is with us. I'm Dave Rush. This is America's most useful radio talk show, Home Improvement USA.
Good grief, Harry. What are all the neighbor kids doing in our basement?
Just having a swim, Helen. I guess that water coming through the basement walls is getting pretty bad. I gotta get some of that Super ThoroSeal waterproof coating made by Thoro. They say it works great on masonry walls like ours.
What was that? Super ThoroSeal?
Right. It's professional quality, but easy to use. They say we can just mix it with water and brush it on. Super ThoroSeal will waterproof the walls and brighten up the whole basement with a decorative white finish.
Sounds great, but you better hurry, Harry. They're diving off the washing machine.
Okay, I'm on my way, Helen. And while I'm there, I might as well get some ThoroCrete, another great Thoro product that'll let me patch all those cracks in the concrete floor.
Better hurry, Harry.
Don't delay. Call 1-800-345-0809 for the dealer nearest you. Ask for Super ThoroSeal Coating and ThoroCrete Patch, both by Thoro. That's 1-800-345-0809. Thoro, trusted by professionals for nearly a century.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Home Improvement USA on the Genesis Communications Network.
Welcome back to Home Improvement USA, now in our 13th year of broadcasting the best in home improvement information each weekend with the experts. I'm Dave Rush. Our listener line is 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Sunday, February 12th, glad to have you with us. If you're on the road this Sunday, drive safely. It's your day to relax. Glad to have you with us here on the program. Harry Braun is with us. He's author of The Phoenix Project. We were talking about the hydrogen home. Harry has visited a few hydrogen homes and was talking about that before the break. Harry, what is involved in a hydrogen home? What do you have to have in order to make your home a hydrogen home?
An electrolyzer.
Okay.
That is a device that essentially you plug into the water system, into your plumbing, because it uses water. It takes, for example, about 2.5 gallons of water to make an equivalent gallon of hydrogen in the form of hydrogen fuel. Now, that's going to be a gas, and then you're going to want to liquefy it. But essentially, that's what it takes. Now, it takes 18 gallons of water to make a gallon of gasoline from crude oil. So you're using a lot less water if you're making hydrogen. And the advantage is you can do it wherever you have electricity and water, and not only everybody's home has that, so does every gasoline station.
But so, okay, you make the hydrogen, then how do you power the stove? Do you have to convert the stove, or do you have to convert the car? I mean, how do you power all these things now?
Yes, okay. The neat thing about hydrogen And a unique thing about it, there's a lot of unique things about it. It's the most abundant element in the universe, for example. It's the first element in the chemical periodic table of elements. There's a long, interesting story of hydrogen, but it's a universal fuel. It's the only universal fuel. And by that I mean, it's the only fuel that can power everything. Every appliance to every engine, whether it's a moon rocket. All of our moon rockets were powered by hydrogen. The space shuttle's powered by hydrogen. You can power all the cars, all the trucks, all the airplanes.
How do you convert, you said a stove, let's just use that. How do you convert your stoves to where you can use hydrogen?
Essentially, all you do is put on a different burner configuration on the stove top. And what Tap and Gas Range did on their first hydrogen stove, all they had to do was their hydrogen burner had some steel wool in it underneath a wire mesh so that glowed when the burner was on. And the reason they had to do that is because when pure hydrogen is burning, it's hard to see. It's a very light blue flame. So in order to make sure the people knew the burner was on, they had the steel wool glow underneath this wire mesh, and so you could easily see that the burner was on and hot.
Okay. So
that was it.
Are there hydrogen stoves?
Right. Every stove can be modified to use hydrogen, but unless it's an electric stove, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to just use the electricity like you always have. But between electricity and hydrogen, you can power everything. And you have to remember, too, the neat thing about hydrogen is you can turn it into electricity, or by just using it as a fuel for a generator, or you can take electricity and turn it into hydrogen. So it goes back and forth.
All right, Harry Braun, author of The Phoenix Project. And we want to thank you for listening to this hour of Home Improvement USA.
Here comes a man with problems. When it rains, his flat roof leaks. And when the sun shines, his flat roof holds heat. So he's walking the aisles of the home improvement store searching for this. Snow Roof Systems Elastomeric Roof Coatings. Snow Roof Systems acrylic plastic coatings pour right from the can, then cure to form a waterproof, reflective, rubber-like barrier to the elements. These solvent-free coatings go on easy and clean up with water. Snow Roof Systems, you know what to do. Here's how to do it.
Get the new...